These are some of the most important races you probably don't know anything about.
That is really insider baseball kind of stuff.
That's local Republican Party activist Christian Camara, and he's talking about a section of the August 14th primary ballot labeled party offices. When voters open their sample ballots, they'll see more than 20 different local races for Democrats and 2 for Republicans. While these races may be all about local party politics, that doesn't mean they don't matter. These local committee men and women are the people behind the people. They're the ones fundraising for local candidates and representing their neighborhoods at local party meetings. They're knocking on doors and distributing flyers, and local Democratic committeewoman Alma Gonzalez says their influence travels up the political ladder.
It may not be a governance issue that is right up front, like the President of the United States or your county commissioner. It is the people on the Democratic Executive Committee or your Republican Executive Committee who are making choices about who will be supported and who ultimately becomes elected into those critical governing positions.
But Leon County Republican Christian Camara says finding information on these local party candidates is pretty hard to do.
The party really doesn't impact our daily lives unless we really, really take it seriously as to what they're doing and the candidates that we're supporting. So unless you are a party activist, you probably will not notice who runs your own party. You really do have to be an activist to really know what's going on internally in the party.
These local candidates don't have to pay filing fees, nor do they have to issue campaign finance reports. The positions are also unpaid, and many party documents are exempt from Florida's sunshine laws. Although it's hard to find information on the candidates, it's not impossible. Both Camara and Gonzalez say one good way to get more information is to get more involved in local party politics. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.